This is the BBC.
And beautifully preserved. Oh,
okay. Yes, that's because we always keep it under glass.
I see. Mr. Greenstreet, I've just noticed. Do you always do your announcing without any clothes on?
No, but this is a special occasion. Presenting Emperor of the Universe.
I see. That sounds sinister.
Yes. Now, put on this black tilby with a zip front, release these racing vultures, and prepare yourself to take part in Bulldog Seagoon's first case entitled...
Gad, Elsie, it's a dark, dank October evening in London.
Yes, Bulldog. And a thick fog is swirling against the window panes of your apartment overlooking the River Thames in London, lighting up time 6:40 slum.
High tide, free twill.
No problem.
Yes, afternoon. And here on the walls of my study at 11 Sussex Gardens...
Yes?
...are the fruits of 80 years globe-trotting and rug-making.
Yes, indeed, Bulldog. And standing there in your Norfolk jacket and drawers... You must be terribly, terribly proud of your collection of weapons.
Jove, indeed, Algernon. As I draw casually on my pipe, letting a luxuriant wisp of smoke escape from the bowl...
Really?
I insert a fresh wisp and say, yes, there you see the Gurkha Kukri. It's a Kukri book. This is the Zulu assegai.
An assegai who done it.
Happy. I don't wish to know that, Algernon. Up here on the floor, the Prussian saber, and there, Algernon.
Here, he clenched his lips, and the knuckles show white to the ears on his skin.
Yes, Algernon. There we have surely the most dreaded weapon of all, the British rolled newspaper.
Yes, indeed, sir. An awesome sight, Bulldog.
True, Algy, true. These lumps in my head could tell a tale.
Then why don't they?
I've sworn them to silence.
Well, cheers and spoken word.
Needle, noddle, no.
More devilish brandy, sir.
Just a chota pint.
Right. Milk and sugar?
Please. One sugar and two milks. I'm on the water wagon, you know.
I wondered why you look so tall.
I'm driving. I say.
Yes?
I say, afternoon. I say, have you seen this rather interesting item in the Times? Government officials are concerned by the alarming decrease in the number of Englishmen per capita.
Good heavens, Bulldog. This is right up your street.
Yes, that's why I live here.
Really?
Oh, heavens. Yes. Well, I wouldn't be surprised at all if even as I speak, I received a phone call from the government. Just a moment, I'm not done yet. From the government. There they are now. Hello? It's a Spawn 3829.
Is that Mingeley 0607?
No, this is,
What is the number?
Oh, dear, forget it. This is Nurglen. Oh.
Have you hurt yourself?
Only in the past.
And the best time to do it, too. I'm speaking for the Foreign Secretary. He's having his teeth repaired.
Really? You should have had them lagged this weather.
Listen, Bulldog. It's regarding the missing Englishman. Can you come over here right away?
Certainly. Hello?
Goodbye.
Algy, tell the chauffeur to drive my boots around.
Wouldn't plimsolls be faster, sir?
Of course. Hurry.
Wait.
On the Foreign Office door. Just thought I'd let you know where I was, folks. As I entered the Foreign Secretary's office, I became aware of a distinguished white face peering down to the top of an airing cupboard.
Morning. Sit down.
Sit down. The plot thickens.
Yes. Bulldog, have a bus ticket.
Well, just a tuppenny one. Delicious.
Yes, they're hand-punched, you know.
I might have guessed. My father smoked fourpennies. They go further.
Oh, tail brilliant grass bubble up.
Keep quiet in there, Moriarty. Now, Bulldog, you've heard about this mysterious disappearance of Englishmen. In 1 year, 25 million have vanished.
England is short of Englishmen?
Desperately.
Are Welshmen short, too?
Just look at you.
Duck's disease, the curse of the sea dune.
Yes, it must be hell down there.
No, no, you have one of mine.
Oh, thank you. If you don't mind, I'll clip it later.
Of course. Now, this shortage of Englishmen, is it having repercussions?
Is it? Do you know what gilt-edged Englishmen are fetching on the stock exchange? £50 apiece.
Who's paying £50 apiece for Englishmen?
English women. Depending on the piece they're after, of course. Please don't do that with your head on. Spoils the view.
How can I help England in its darkest hour?
Turn on your radio and I'll tell you.
Now, Bulldog, solve this mystery and we'll pay you a fee of 2 long green things with nails in the end.
At last! A fortune in long green things with nails in the end! I'll commence investigations immortal entity. Goodbye!
All right, Moriarty, he's gone. You can come out of that fountain pen now.
I nearly drowned in there.
I'm sorry, Moriarty. I refilled the pen without thinking. Take a message.
Right.
Oda, don't use a typewriter. You might be overheard.
Right. I'll use a saw. Then no one will saw it except me.
It's bad English, but a good excuse.
Thank you.
Now, saw out this address and don't fret. It's, Hell's sparkling dialogue, Maria. Address it to Mr. Emperor of the Universe. Disappearing Englishman causing government to be suspicious.
Not too fast, not too fast.
Have succeeded in putting a right Charlie on the job. Assure you he is too stupid to discover anything. Sign, Gritpipe Thine, Acting Foreign Secretary.
How do you spell that?
Give me that saw. GRYTPIPETHYNNE. P.S. Finding closed. 1 Max Gilbert.
Ah, let's get
out.
I have just been told of an incident which may give us an important clue to the missing Englishman. Odium? Start up the car. I don't know where to get the petrol from. This looks like the place in the scriptures.
Come in, Mr. Seagull.
Now, what's gone wrong?
It's our Irish cook, Ray Ellington.
Come on, Roy. You did not put your own food.
Little shirts of linen. He's turned into a Chinese. When did this happen?
After breakfast.
What did you eat?
Imported Chinese egg.
Which way did it go?
Downwards.
Quick, after it!
No need to. I've got a duplicate Chinese egg here under this scanner leg.
Professor Jempton, put that egg into the X-ray.
Right, sir. I'll just take its head off first. Now.
Look what's inside the egg. A white and a yolk.
But observe, sir, what's in the center.
It looks like a...
false pigtail.
You mean if an Englishman were innate wittingly to swallow that pigtail, he'd turn into a Chinese?
Indubitably, sir.
Don't mess about, yes or no?
Yes.
What's this stamped on the shell? Chinese egg refinery, proprietors and sons. We've no time to waste. Take the next tram out to China!
We present part two. If listeners who can afford it will hire launches, they will be able to draw alongside the police tram as it sails slowly through the China Sea to Peking. I will leave the BBC microphone on board the tram so that you may hear those little witticisms that sailors are wont to utter.
You ever been on a tram at sea before, Echo?
I've been on a trolley bus up the Edgware Road.
Oh, that is a naughty road.
Yeah, and it was nearly midnight.
Oh.
And do you know the bus conductor was a woman?
My knees are going up and down. Whippy, whippy, whippy. What did you say to her, Echo?
I said to him.
Yes?
Oh, no, you're too young.
No, come on, Nichols. I'm older since you said that.
All right, then. But don't tell anybody this, will you?
No.
I went up to her, and I said, 2.5 to Kilburn, please.
I do not think much of that, Echo.
But it was the way I said it. I said it like this. Hello, Moon. 2.5 to Kilburn.
You've lived a life of sin, you have. Oh, yes.
You ever been on a bus with a woman conductor?
Yes, I have.
Whoopee. My knees are going now.
Here.
Did you talk to her?
No, I did not, because I was in a brown paper parcel under the stairs.
Why?
My Scottish uncle was taking me for a bus ride.
Oh. All right, you too. That's your sport, over. Cut it out. Oh, we're coming to Shanghai Harbor.
Oh, I put my hat on then.
Stop the tram, drop anchor, and change the seat front facing the other way.
Oh, sure.
And keep your eyes open for a man called. It'll never get on the hit parade.
No, I'd live in there, Captain.
Needle, noddle, no.
I thought that someone else would get us there, London.
Sai Lung, Gablunden. Or I'll cancel your subscription to the Sunbathing Weekly.
Oh, what pain! Just when I'd entered a beautiful written snapshot contest.
Now, I wonder where... And his Chinese eggery are.
I have got a Boy Scout street map of Shanghai in the line in a my toggle.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, yes. Now, we're in this street here.
We know that.
No, if we got this street here, and ah, there's the egg refinery right there.
Right, I'll knock.
Yes, please.
Are you Mr.?
No, I am not Mr. I am Donald.
About your father's eggs. You see this Chinaman here? He's really Ray Ellington.
No Chinaman can have named Ray Ellington. I do not believe.
Ellington, prove it. Well, we nip round the back for a short pint of brandy.
All right, God blame it. I still want to tell you.
Boom. Why did my heart go boom? Me and my heart go boom, boom, biddy boom, 'cause I love you. Boom, when you are near, it's boom. I can see love in bloom, boom, biddy boom, all around. Was it at 7 or 11:30 or cruising around the Pacific? I only know that I can't let you go. Your effect upon me is terrific. Boom, when we are bright and groom. Oh, by my heart go boom, boom, biddy boom, 'cause I love you. Je ne sais pas what to do. Boom chicka boom 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 dee boom. Boom chicka boom 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 dee boom. Boom.
Yeah. There you are. Living proof that he's Chinese.
Yes, indeed, he are Chinese. And now, please, do follow me, please.
You can't stand here all day listening to a record of footsteps.
Please, sir, that record on number one on Chinese hit parade.
Really?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Got my love to keep me warm.
You want to get it orchestrated.
I tell you, you come in here. Blood egg department in here, please.
Then open up the door.
Oh, that better, but these fiendish Chinese eggs. Some of them are bad, I'll be bound.
Major
Bloodnock? It's a mistake. I'm lying.
Of course you're lying. You're Major Bloodnock.
What?
I recognize that army surplus pigtail. So this is where they insert pigtails into the eggs, eh?
It's hell, I tell you, Neddy. It's hell.
You realize that Englishmen are eating these eggs and turning into Chinese? Whatever made you do this dastardly job?
Pain and agony, Neddy. Do you know what they did to me, an Englishman?
What?
The Chinese water torture.
What's that?
They gave me a bath.
Oh. Dad, it must have been hell in there.
It was. But I resisted, Neddy. I resisted. They had to cut my socks away before they got me in.
Here, rub this good old British dirt on your neck. You'll feel better.
Oh, thank you. That's lovely. Oh.
Now, what's inside that door?
Wood.
And behind it?
A room.
Good. Let's go in. Dear listeners. I walked into a badly lit room, and there before us were 25 million Chinese in bowler hats, carrying rolled umbrellas and copies of the Times.
Yes. Those are your missing Englishmen, Neddy.
Good. This must be the work of... and his son.
Oh, we're locked in. Oh, no. They're flooding the room as well, Neddy.
And with water.
Yes. It's no good. Look here, it's all my out to the roof.
Brett, there's only one thing for it.
What?
We're going to drink this water or drown.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sit.
Stretch it, love.
Oh, it can't take much more, I tell you.
Okay. We've drunk about 80 gallons and the water's still rising.
One of us must be leaking.
It's me. I got a hole in my stock.
Oh. Look, there's a hole in the ceiling.
That's not mine.
Let's turn the room upside down and empty it.
Oh, good idea. Save
it by a hole in the ceiling. Shh. Look who's come in. It's Gritpipe and Moriarty.
Where?
Up there on the floor.
What are you doing up there on the ceiling?
I've got news for you, Mr. Finn. This room's upside down.
Capristi!
What?
You mean we're...
Oh, my spawn!
Oh. Curse this law of gravity. Who passed it?
Sir Isaac Newton.
I'll get him for this. I'll have you know, Neddy, that I am...
How do you spell it?
You spell it... But it's pronounced...
All the time.
Quick, Neddy. Tie him to the chandelier while I keep him covered with these measurements of Sabrina.
Sabrina?
Yes. And take them to the police. Thank you for that.
Mr. Seacombe.
Okay,
let's hear him. Let's hear him.
Oh,
he didn't have much of a part.
Mr. Seacombe, you haven't told us what became of...
I successfully changed all the Chinese back into Englishmen by giving them injections of brown window soup and inhalations of soot, smoke, and beans of toast.
What happened to...
Well, him?
Yeah?
Oh, he's working for me at the moment. Come up to our house for dinner any day and you'll hear this sound.
Dinner is served.
That was the good, sir.
or BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacombe, and Spike Milligan, with the Bailey and Quartet, Max Gildray, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Stott. Script by Spike Milligan and Harry Seacombe. Announcer Wally Gainsley. Program produced by Pat Dixon.
Oh,